As I told you yesterday, we're disappointed in the fact that we went out to Cleveland and didn't play well enough to win. And basically, the second half was our downfall. We didn't do what we needed to do in the second half. The first half was still a game. Starts the second half, and the score is close enough, and then we let them drive down and score. Then we turn the ball over. They get a field goal after the turnover, and then we couldn't get anything else going. I couldn't get anything else done to try to get us back into the game. And so as a result of it, we end up losing the game. And like I say, it was disappointed because that was one I would have liked to have won if for no other reason other than the fact that I used to coach there. But we didn't win it. Guys tried. We had several guys who were banged up, but they were able to play and were productive in their play, but still not enough to get it done. So we're going to have to try to pull together and get ready for next week, which is a division game on the road, and some of the young guys who have to step up and play, they're going to have to step up and be contributors and help us out. So that's what we're looking at, and that's what we're going to try to focus on this week. With that, I'll open it up.
About injuries.
All right. Dwayne has some ribs, and he's not going to be there this week for sure. And I don't know about the rest of the year yet. They're doing MRIs and all that good stuff today. And so as soon as they find out finally what it is, I'll let you know. But he's not going to be there next week. Let me see. Elam did not travel, and he stayed here and got treatment, and we'll see where he is, if he's able to come back and help us this week. Kendrick Lewis did not play with his shoulder, and hopefully the rest over the weekend and this coming week, we'll see where he is and see what he can get done. Brandon Albert is back, acted up on him a little bit during the course of the game, and so we're going to have to see where he is as far as that goes. Cyrus Gray got a stinger in the game, and you know, we put a collar on him. He came back to the sideline, but he didn't go back into the game. So that's kind of where we are as far as the injuries are concerned.
With both being out, does that mean that Breston will be back in on the active roster?
Breston has always been on the active roster, but he's been inactive on game day the last couple of days. We'll have to see what the game plan calls for and then make a decision about where Steve fits in.
When Bo went out, you had a lot of trouble moving the ball and throwing the ball. How do you get the passing game going, obviously, with him out this week? What do you have to change to get it moving?
Well, one of the things that Bo presents is he presents some dependability to our offense, playmaking ability. So we all kind of depend on him a little bit. So now with him being out, what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to rely on those other guys to step up and be able to make some plays for us so that we can generate some offense.
Do you have a guy that can make plays wide receiver?
Well, that's going to be one of those things that we'll find out. We have to find out now because we don't have Bo to go to.
Charles okay?
Yes. He came back and played the game. He's a, yeah.
Romeo, is Bo a candidate maybe for IR? I mean, is maybe he done for the year? Is that within the realm of the range of the possible?
Well, I'm sure that they'll let me know, you know, later on today what that situation is.
Talk about Jamar Newsom's play. He's been surprisingly involved in moving the ball for you guys over the last 2 weeks.
Well, you know what? He's a young kid who's come in that we got up on the team, and he works hard in practice, and he showed us a little bit in practice, so that's why we got him up, and he's made a couple of plays in the game, you know, as a result of it. But he's a hardworking kid, conscientious, and so if he will continue to do that, he might be able to be a guy we can kind of count on.
How do you think Brady did yesterday?
Well, he didn't do as well as the week before, but through the first half, you know, I thought it was okay. And then in the second half, you know, when we got behind, you're pressing and, You know, when defenses can pin the ears back and come after you, it's just really tough. And a lot of the situations, we were in some third and longs, and we just weren't efficient.
So how do you personally judge quarterbacks? You got, you know, a guy like Brady Quinn who loses his best receiver and then in situations where you're thrown. How do you determine whether or not they perform well or play a good game?
Well, you got to take everything into consideration. You got to look at the protection. You got to look at the routes. You got to look at the receivers. You got to look at the quarterback and the judgments that he makes. You know, does he look guys off? Does he scare guys down? Does he deliver a good ball? You know, all of those things have to be taken into consideration.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about obviously Raiders week? It seems like when two teams get together, throw the records out, but. In terms of like the road success that you guys have had in Oakland and the success they've had here, can you just kind of talk about that?
Well, you know, it is Raider Week, and the Raiders are a big rival. And so I think that we get up and get ready to play against the Raiders because we know it's going to be a tough physical game, and they're going to give us everything they got. And we know we need to give them everything we have. And so all the games have been close. You know, as I look back since I've been here, you know, we've had a couple of overtime games and good battles with them. So I anticipate another good battle.
Is it sometimes easier to maintain or keep a focus on the road versus at home when you're with family, distractions a little bit more? Or how do you feel about that?
Well, if you can handle the distractions of the road, you know, sometimes going on the road is easier, but I think the opponent that you're playing, you know, that allows you to get the focus that you need. And then playing the Raiders, you know, you have to focus for those guys.
You know, and when your team's 2-11, like yours is, and you've got three games to go, would you rather be playing a team that's heading to the playoffs, like Indianapolis or Denver, your last two opponents? Would you rather be playing a team like the Raiders that's in your situation? Or does it matter?
Well, I'd rather be playing a team that I felt like I had the best chance to win against. But playing a division opponent, you know, I think that gives you a little bit more juice. And so playing the Raiders will be a good game for us to play because I think we'll get up for the Raiders.
What's happened to the Raiders? Obviously, they've lost six straight since they were here. What's happened to them?
Well, you know, they've got a new coaching staff in place, and they're trying to work through many of the same things that we are working through or have tried to work through. New players, new system, you know, new personalities and all of that. And it doesn't always gel right away.
Romeo, how would you assess your special team's performance yesterday?
It wasn't very good. And, hey, you miss a field goal, a close field goal, that's not good. You let them run a punt return back for a touchdown, that's not good. You had to let them have another punt return that gets the ball, what, past midfield. So special teams, you know, we didn't play very well.
Romeo, I know you probably didn't see it, but Sean Smith last night on Twitter kind of got upset with a few fans. How do you respond to the players interacting with fans?
Sean never gets upset. You know, Sean has a little emotion to him, and that was Sean, you know. But the thing that I try to tell the guys is, you know, you're a public figure, and you should be careful about what you say, and when you tweet and social media and all that, that's just like talking, you know. And so if you don't have anything good to say, you shouldn't say anything. Sean has put himself out there. I understand that he has apologized for his comments, and so I will continue to coach and counsel Sean to not be as wordy, you know, but we don't condone, you know, that kind of interaction and whatever kind of words he used. You know, that's not really part of the game, and he needs to control himself better.
When you think about last year's game in Oakland, what comes to mind?
Last year's game in Oakland. You'd have to refresh my memory on that game.
Brandon Flowers play.
Six picks.
Oh, yeah, that was when Carson, when Carson had just got there and he really hadn't gotten in tune with the offense. He's in tune with the offense now. If we can get six picks, we'll probably win the game, you know.
Romy, you've been pretty optimistic about Jamaal Charles even before the season started, but his performance this year, I don't want to say surprising, but for a guy coming off knee surgery, is it a little bit surprising that he's been as good as he has this year?
Well, you just never know after a major injury how guys are going to come back. And I think Jamaal has during the off season, he's been working, and that was his focus and his challenge is to come back and be the same kind of guy he was before the injury. And so I think that's been driving him all along to show that he still is a good player. And then also I think in talking to him earlier in the year, one of the things he wanted to be able to do was try to help this team. And so I think that he's shown that he can do that, and he continues to do that.
Does he look any different to you now as opposed to before the injury?
Not really. I mean, you know, he's still fast, and speed is very helpful. You know, he's got good vision, and he can make good cuts, and so those things allow him to be the good runner he is.
Last one. Romy, do you have any thoughts on your alma mater hiring Bobby Petrino today? I don't know if you saw that or not.
They hired who?
Bobby Petrino.
Well, my first thought was Willie Taggart. I hated to see him go because Willie played quarterback at Western, and he has gotten that program turned around and done a nice job with it. So they hired Bobby. No, I'm so caught up in the Chiefs and us, and I really haven't had time to think about it or even know. But thanks for informing me.